Well then, Sean, the start of the new League of Ireland season is just around the corner, and I suppose the way the Premier Division ended last year, would it be nice to see another exciting finish come October time in the League of Ireland, and whoever's going to win it?
Yeah, well, I think last year's was obviously, you know, fantastic, going to the very last game of the season. It's not the first time it's happened like that before, obviously, particularly with Derry City. I think actually they went down to Cork one year needing to win the league. So, look, I think the one thing about the Premier Division over the last 10 years is that there's never really been one club that have run away with the league, and I can see this year being a very similar situation. You know, there's probably three or four clubs with genuine title credentials, and then another bunch behind that who look to be fairly safe, with probably two or three struggling at the bottom, you know.
You mentioned Derry City. Let's look at Peter Hutton's side first of all. Eighth in the table last year for the Candy Stripes. They'll be looking to improve on that, but a lot of change at the Brandywell, Sean.
Yeah, a lot of change. A lot of the senior, more experienced players seem to have gone. He's brought in a couple of young lads. He's obviously brought in Anthony Eldin recently. But I think the big thing for him is holding on to Patrick McElhenney. I think that was a very, very important thing. But when you look at Derry's squad, there's you know, one or two experienced players, the likes of Sean Kelly, who I've worked with myself at both Dundalk and Galway, is a good player. Philip Larry's a decent player. But I just think probably overall the squad's probably lacking enough strength and depth to maybe make a title challenge, but they would certainly expect to finish better than they did last year.
And for some reason, Derry City always have a love affair with the Cup. They were lucky to lose out last year at the hands of St Patrick's Athletic. And if they're not going to be title contenders, I suppose the Cup is a route that they'll hope to do well in.
Well, I think definitely over the last, and look, as manager at Sligo, I don't know only too well about their Cup credentials. They've certainly been a great Cup side, both in the League Cup and the FAI Cup. And I would certainly say that next year that's probably their best chance of silverware, you know.
Yeah. How much do you think Peter Hutton learned last year taking over the reins from Roddy Collins?
Well, I think he was thrown in sort of, I don't think he worked enough time with Roddy to maybe sort of pick his brains and really learn a lot. But Peter, look, is a very experienced player, was an excellent player at the club. He knows the league, he knows the club. He'll have probably got his feet under the table now. He's got a better feel for the job and what he wants to do. And obviously, I think this year will be the year when he tries to probably put his mark and his style on the team.
Well, first up for Derry City is an away trip to Galway United. The new boys into the Premier Division. Is Galway a club that you could see struggling this year in the top flight, Sean?
Yes, I can. I think when you look at their squad, it's very much local-based. A lot of young players. There's one or two players who were there when I was at the club, but they seem to lack real genuine experience and quality, and I think they would do very, very well to avoid being in the bottom two.
Another of the new boys, Longford Town, do you expect them to be there as well? And they've got a tough start against the defending champions Dundalk next weekend.
Yeah, they have, but you know, Longford, they've one or two smatterings of experienced players there, and you know, and their manager as well, he's been around a long time. I don't see them being anywhere near the top of the table, but you know, looking at their squad, they could maybe just avoid the relegation battle and be sort of that mid-table, you know.
Last year was a brilliant year for Dundalk under Stephen Kenny, taking the title in that dramatic final day of the season. It's hard to win one league title, Sean, and they say it's even harder to win two, but you would expect them to knock on from where they were last year and be in the mix once again.
Well, I think if you look at it, over the last couple of years, the number of clubs that have not defended their title, you know, and Pats last year, a classic example, you know, you look at their squad and you thought they had a great chance and they never really got their title campaign going. So I think it's vitally important for Dundalk to start well and to get some momentum. Interesting was the addition of Ronan Finn to their squad this year, one or two other players, but he hasn't really done an awful lot of business. But the big one for me at Dundalk is, if Stephen O'Donnell can stay fit and clear of injury, I think he's a massive player for them, and he's a player that obviously I know very, very well. Great talent, and has only improved over the last couple of years, and he's probably at that stage now where Stephen is doing controlling games. So I think if they can keep him fit, if they can score the goals like they did last year, then they have a great chance. And obviously the pitch there is still a big advantage when they're playing at home.
Yeah, are they the strongest squad then in the Premier Division this year, do you think?
No, I don't. I've looked at the squads and I personally think St Pat's have a squad that's just oozing with League of Ireland experience, and the age profile of the squad there as well is a squad that you think can last the pace. They're obviously won the cup. They're probably disappointed with their league campaign last year, so I think they'll be very, very dangerous. And then you've only got to look down the road in Dublin to Shamrock Rovers. You know, yeah. Pat Fenlon has come in, and he's done what Pat always does. He's gone out and signed some really, really good players. You know, he's taken some good players from Pat's. Keith Fahey has come in. So he's got Keith Fahey, he's got the Brennans, and they're another squad that I think, you know, might have a chance this year. But looking at all the squads right now, if you'd have asked me to nail my colours to the mast, I would probably say St. Pat's have the best squad.
You mentioned Shamrock Rovers there as well, and Rovers are playing host to St. Pat's on the opening night of the season, and I suppose you like big games to kick things off, and they don't get much bigger than that, do they, Sean?
Well, no, it's always a massive game. Listen, any sort of Dublin derby is a big game, and again, there's two teams that would certainly have title aspirations. There are two sides that I would expect to be certainly in the top three fighting for the league title. So it's a massive game, and I know it's very early on to say, but either one of those teams can win that game, they can really make a mark and have a really good start to the league.
Yeah, another tasty opener is at the Showgrounds on next Saturday evening. Sligo Rovers, your former club, playing host to title contenders last year, Cork City. That'll be an interesting game to start things off. Can Cork maybe go that one step further this year, Sean, and maybe lift them the title?
I don't know, because they haven't added tremendously to their squad. I know they've added John O'Flynn. Now, he's a fantastic player. He's a proven player in the league. He had a decent spell in England, so he'll certainly get them goals. I just wonder whether they've added enough strength and depth. Cork will always be a difficult proposition when you travel down to Cork and play them there. And I think last year they did particularly well in their travels, and that's, I think, will dictate this year. So it's a big game for them. Sligo Rovers, under Owen Heary, really cut his teeth at Bohemians with no pressure. But I think now he's gone to the Showgrounds, and there's obviously, on the back of a couple of good seasons, there's some high expectations there amongst the fans. He's added, like you have to do at Sligo, some sort of interesting players, a couple of foreign signings. Denny Corcoran from Bohemians scored 18 goals last year. He'll be an interest if he can hit the ground running. So that's a massive game, and it's two sides that I think, along with St. Pat's and Shamrock Rovers, will be closer. They're running Dundalk quite close, you know.
Yeah, and if Sligo are going to do something this season, they have to be really, really consistent from the outset, don't they, Sean?
Well, I think they have to. I think last year they were very much hit and miss, and I watched them a lot last year, and sometimes you go and they'd be brilliant, and they were brilliant sometimes in possession, but almost keeping the ball for the sake of keeping the ball, they didn't penetrate teams. I would expect Owen Heary to make them a wee bit more direct, a wee bit play the ball a bit quicker forward, which obviously might create more scoring opportunities for them. But it's a big start, and I think as a manager at a new club, you know, you always want to get your first win at home as quickly as you can, and if he can get that, then again, that bodes well for their season.
Yeah, and the other four teams involved in that Premier Division, Bray Wanderers, Drogheda United, Limerick and Bohemians, you don't expect much threat to come from those sides, do you, Sean? But there will be mid-table sides come the end of October.
Yeah, I don't really expect too much. You know, I think Limerick and those sort of teams, I think, and Drogheda, I expect to be mid-table. You know, they're fairly established in the Premier Division. They'll get some big wins, but I don't think they'll have the consistency to challenge, you know. So I will expect the teams with the better budgets to be at the top, and those with the smaller budgets to be at the bottom. It's just it's a fact of life. You know?
Let's move on now to the First Division. Once again, there's eight teams in here, and I suppose Finn Harps finishing fifth on the table last year, Sean, they'll be looking to improve for that. But how big a year is this going to be for Finn Harps?
Well, I think this is a massive year for Finn Harps, because I think last year they started the campaign really, really well. New manager, some new enthusiasm, and it really just dwindled out. Now, I know they had the cup run, but, you know, it ended at the semi-final stage. So I think for Finn Harps, and more importantly for soccer in Donegal, they need to be up at the top end of the table. I think it's going to be difficult for them. I still think you've got to look at the likes of Shelbourne, Athlone and UCD, who come down from the Premier Division. You know, they'll be strong. I really can't see Finn Harps breaking that three. If they can finish just below that, then I think that's probably the best they can do, you know.
even with the additions that Ollie Horgan has brought in this year and players that he's brought back and re-signed, is it going to be an even tougher year then for them this year compared to where they ended up last year, Sean?
Well, I think, you know, they run out of steam last year, and that's the worry. If you look at Finn Harps over the last lot of years, they seem to have done that. They start well and then run out of steam, and it'll just be a case of if you can get them going well. It's like anything, if you can get on a run and get some momentum, then you've got to try and keep that going. But for whatever reason, they haven't been able to keep that momentum going over the last couple of seasons. So I still think, you know, that Shelburne will be disappointed that they didn't go up. And the two teams that come down will be itching to get back up again. So it's not an easy task at all.
Yeah. Well, the other side of that, then, how key is it that Shelburne get out of the first division this year?
Well, I think for the likes of Shelburne, that's just as key for Shelburne and Finn Harps to get out of that first division, because it really is becoming a graveyard. I think what you look at the likes of no disrespect, but Cabin Tilly being brought into the first division, you know, I think it's. My view is that probably in another three or four seasons, you know, will there be a first division, you know, and I think the sooner you get into the Premier Division, the better, because financially, for your gates, for your commercial revenues, it's just far better. And I think the likes of Finn Harps and Shelburne need to be at the top end of the table, really. They need to be playing the bigger sides to sustain the futures of the clubs.
Yep. It's amazing the way football works now. If you're a bigger club, the crowds come every weekend. But for a club the size of Finn Harps, they need to be wanting to get the supporters and to the gates. To get the mix right through the season, to get the supporters in and obviously pay the wages as well, it can be a very, very difficult thing to do.
Yeah, of course it can. And look, as I said, you know, I've said this many times. If you're playing a player 100 euros a week, and you're playing against a team who's playing a player 300 euros a week, you know, 9 times out of 10, 300 euros a week player is a better player, and therefore they've got a better team. Also, fans like to come and watch. You know, is it really attractive to go and watch Wexford Youth or Cabin Tilly or Cove? No disrespect to them, you know. And are they going to? They're not going to bring any supporters. But when you bring the likes of Shamrock Rovers or some Pats or Sligo, they always travel with supporters, which adds to the crowd, which adds to the atmosphere. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody wants to have an experience when they go to any sporting event, and that's no different to that League of Ireland.
You mentioned just a few moments ago that there may not be a First Division in a number of years' time, Sean. Would people maybe around Balbofin Park be panicking this year then if things don't go their way?
I obviously don't know their mindset. I don't know what their aspirations are or what, you know, but I think they need to think long and hard and make a really serious attempt at getting out of the First Division as quickly as they can. That about the First Division not being around 4 or 5 years is my own personal opinion, but, you know, I've been in this league since, working on and off since 2005, and the First Division, the quality of it has got greatly reduced year upon year, you know.
Even if you do go up, Sean, the harder thing to do then is to stay in the top flight.
Well, if you do go up, look, listen, it's a massive step up, and I think Harps found that when they played St Pat's in the semi-final of the Cup. It's a massive jump, and then the pressure is then put on the board and the committee to raise the funds, and, you know, you need to have a reasonable budget to try and stay in the Premier Division. But I think long term, it's just a no-brainer. You know, do you want to be playing against Sligo Rovers, Derry City, Shamrock Rovers, Dundalk, week in, week out, or do you want to be, you know, hoofing about on a tour of Ireland in the First Division? I think, you know, supporters would prefer the first option, you know, absolutely, no doubt.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Ollie Horgan certainly has settled in well to his first managerial job at senior level, and he's that now under his belt. What has he learned from last year, and what's he going to have to do now to improve on that, Sean?
Well, I would say he's learned. Obviously, it's a massive step up coming from that amateur or non-league level, whatever you want to call it, up to the First Division. And I think he will have seen that the most important thing is the consistency of performance. You know, week in, week out, you need to be consistent. You need to have a game plan, and you need to be able to go away from home and have a plan to get a point. So it's just that level of consistency. He's experienced it now for a season. He'll also have experience that the higher up in football you go, and this is for every level, the higher up you go, you know, teams punish you for mistakes, teams take chances, and he'll have noticed that. And he will be, I'm sure, obviously have made his whatever changes in terms of his approach and the team's approach through that experience.
Yeah. Okay, just finally then, Sean, we always mention at the start of every season, it would be a delight to have the three North West sides all playing in Premier Division football. There's two of them there at the moment, Derry City and Sligo Rovers. They're always big occasions, but if Fun Harps could get into that mix as well for the year after next, it certainly would be fantastic for football here in this end of the country.
Yeah, listen, no doubt about it. And as I think I always remember the 2004 season. I took a Sligo Rovers team up to Finn Park. Felix Healy was the manager. You won the title that year. I think you beat Sligo. We beat us 2-0. And I think there was 4,000 or 5,000 people at the game that night. You know, that's the sort of nights that I would love to see back. Because Donegal is a massive soccer county and there's some really good quality players. And sometimes it's a bit sad to see players from Donegal, you know, going into play for the likes of Derry when there's Flint Harps on their doorstep, you know. And I think, but young players need something to aspire to and need something to look up to. And for that to happen, Flint Harps need to be a Premier Division club.
Sean Connor, many thanks for talking to us. And I'm sure we'll be speaking again as the weeks go on through the league season. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks. Cheers, Oshie. Thank you.